All right, it's time to have a little bit of fun with our buddy Captain Marty. He's going to tell us one of his exhilarating, exciting, wonderful stories today. Captain Marty?
Thanks, Justin. I am. And this one is for you. Like you, I was a wharf rat on the waterfront, Ponce Inlet, Florida. And I'll tell you how we had fun pranking the seafood restaurant patrons on the waterfront. I'll be back to do that in just a minute.
Red Drum Tackle in Buxton is the oldest complete tackle shop at Cape Hatteras. And being the closest tackle shop to Cape Point, Red Drum Tackle has been welcoming fishermen to Hatteras Island with a wide selection of bait and tackle, skilled custom rod builds, rod and reel repair, expert knowledge and information since 1974. Red Drum Tackle knows how, when, and where to fish. To acquire this fishing brain power, visit them online at reddrumtackle.com. Red Drum Tackle, the oldest complete tackle shop at Cape Hatteras and the closest to Cape Point in Buxton.
When it comes to finding phenomenal seafood, you gotta go insane. That's right. Stop in to the Insane Seafood Market right there on Highway 64 in Columbia. Luke Midget and his crew work hard out on the water to make sure you have the freshest selection of seafood around. They provide a wide selection of fish, crabs, shrimp, oysters, and clams, just to name a few. Insane Seafood has a hot bar to satisfy that seafood craving right on the spot. Visit them online at InsaneSeafood.com and like them on social media. Go insane at Insane Seafood Market, Highway 64 in Columbia. All right, I want to hear this story about being a wharf rat like myself, growing up in Wanchese kind of thing down around by the wharf. You had one of the same similar upbringings. Tell me a little bit about that.
And this would actually, I'd be surprised if you haven't done the same thing. Maybe, maybe not.
Okay.
But you could. Fisherman's Wharf Restaurant in the Wanchese Harbor had big high windows looking out over the water.
Yes, it did. It did.
So that's the same thing where I grew up at Ponce Inlet, a little fishing village. Now it's kind of an exclusive place to live. But I was a block from the ocean, a block from the river, and a block from the inlet, right down the tip of the peninsula. No bridge across the inlet. Big, tall, red lighthouse like the Currituck Beach Lighthouse. At the very south end of Daytona Beach, Ponce Inlet was actually a town, and it had the old speedway was still there, the old beach track where NASCAR started, 100 yards from my bedroom window. The old bank turn was still there. We played on it as kids.
It's so funny you say that, Marty. I saw a picture of that the other day online.
Yeah.
That track. Very, anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Exactly what I'm talking about. You saw the lighthouse way down at that. I saw that picture as well. You know, so it was cool. Anything to do with NASCAR and racing, I loved. But the waterfront was, like I said, a block to the west. There was three nice seafood restaurants there. Inlet Harbor Grill, Fisherman's Wharf Restaurant, and Down the Hatch. And Down the Hatch and Fisherman's Wharf Restaurant were on my end of town. And we'd ride our bikes or walk down there. And we spent the day playing around the docks, catching live bait for the headboats. And when the headboats came in, it was a big deal. These people would try to eat their seafood dinners right around the time. The boats come in. Remember that?
Yep.
So the boats come in, and big headboats, too. These were mostly headboats that were out in the heyday of snapper and grouper fishing. Fisherman's Wharf, in particular, had a balcony that went out over the waterway. The Flamingo and the Marianne tied up on either side. There was a dock right in the middle. Picture glass windows. And if you went there to eat, got there early enough, everybody wanted to be out there on that patio where they could, you know, it was enclosed and glassed in, but you wanted to be out there to get the best view of watching the boats come in.
Right.
So that was what they put on all their advertising. Watch the boats come in. Well, us kids, you know, we would clean those headboats for $2 a piece. And they would, remember the old nail racks? You throw your fish up on nail racks?
Yep.
They don't have those anymore either. But they would come in and they'd throw everything up there, snapper, grouper, all, and sometimes some sharks. And back then, people didn't eat sharks. They didn't want them for nothing. I don't know why they even brought them to the dock. But they'd have some smaller sand sharks and black tips, like 4, 5, 6 feet long. Not great big. So us kids, we get the headboat clean. Things kind of settle down around the dock. And then the whole sharks would be laying over there on the dock to one side, you know. Well, Dot Lowry owned the restaurant, owned the Fisherman's Wharf restaurant. And she fed us hamburgers and cheeseburgers and took care of it. But we had to toe the line. We had to keep our grades good in school. That's what everybody on the waterfront did to us. You could play on the headboat. You could go offshore on Saturday. You had to be good in school.
There you go.
You know, that's cool. All the neighborhood parents watched out. So we were allowed to play down there as long as we didn't get into mischief. So we figured outgoing tide, you know, the tide is sweeping down past those picture glass windows at Fisherman's Wharf Restaurant, and we were done there. Hey, there's a 5-foot shark laying over there on the dock.
Okay.
So we get our bikes, throw that thing over our shoulder, hold on by the tail, and ride up current down what we call the river shore. It's an old dirt road. We'd ride, 100 yards upstream of the restaurant. And it'd be me, Bill Stone, Bubba Stone, and Ben Stone, three brothers.
Okay.
And we would be in our cutoffs, because we didn't have board shorts. We had cutoffs.
Okay.
You know?
They weren't baggies, were they?
No. These baggies were made professionally. These were, we took a fillet knife and cut the shorts off when we got hot.
Okay.
Cut the legs off. So they take that shark in the prime of the seafood dining time of evening when the restaurants were packed, and we could swim like fish. We could swim all the way across the river, and did quite often. We'd dive off the docks. We totally swam a lot. We take that shark and we jump in the water. We hold it down next to our leg. Yeah, he was down in the... We drift down towards the restaurants. We had to actually go under the pier, under the docks. When you came out from under the docks, you'd look up and there's these seafood diners at the picture glass windows eating their meal. And they'd look out and they say, "Oh, look, it's the neighborhood kids playing in the river." We'd have that shark down by our leg. And right when we got just right with the current, we'd bring that shark up and start shark wrestling. You know, like the shark was biting us and he was long since been dead. And we could hold our breath for a long time. We'd go underneath the water, come up yelling for help, and flip the shark up.
Yeah, shark do down. That, Marty. Come on.
And when we did that, the people would start screaming to the waitresses, "Oh, God, these boys are being attacked by a shark." And then Dot Lowry would come over. I'd see her looking out the window. I think, "Well, I think it's time we drift on." Drift down to the next restaurant. But we would do that every evening. We'd swim by the restaurants with a dead shark and do shark wrestling until Dot Lowry finally said, "Boys, if you do that one more time, no more cheeseburgers on a hot summer day." So it was a great memory. We had a lot of fun doing that. Part of the fun of growing up in Ponce Inlet.
When it comes to general maintenance or major modifications on your diesel vehicle, look no further than Wanchee's Off-Road Diesel Performance in Kill Devil Hills. Master mechanic Ryan Walker developed the plan for having his own auto shop over 20 years ago, and today he owns the premium diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks. To have him and his crew take a look under your hood, give him a call today at 252-715-0025 or find him on social media. Wanchee's Off-Road Diesel Performance, the diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks.